Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Popule. It is, well, it's thoroughly confusing Thursday. It's the fourth day of April 2024. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 and mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 32 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 41 degrees today and a low of 19. I mean, we were like 72 degrees yesterday. That's quite a goddamn bit for it. I mean, and it's not no storm coming in. You got the Arctic front pushing against the Pineapple Express, and we're sitting in the middle. So you get warm rain, and then you get snow. Warm rain and snow, I mean, is it ever going to end? I don't know. I think it'll end up with fucking May turning hot, and then the grass will be over as tall as my head, and it'll be all dried out by June when it turns 90 and 100. And then they can go do some more controlled fucking burning and we can suck smoke all summer. That's what I'm predicting. At any rate, we'll get to the Ministry of Lies, Alternate Controlled Opposition Propaganda in just a moment.
Kings and queens and guillotines, taking lives denied. Scotch and parchment, lazy lords, when bishops took the ride on the Crusades.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, off to propaganda land. Israel had so much information on aid convoy, it blew up. They probably even knew the names of the people in the cars. Damning claim from British Army Major as former M16 chief condemns reckless strike. No, genocide! I mean, all the articles I'm reading this morning, I mean, this is to try to back. We're getting closer to that fucking election. No, ain't no mistake. Super Tuesdays and all that horse shit. They're going to try and walk it back. They're going to try to get that word genocide off the goddamn fucking internet, out of the fucking goddamn press, any way they can. This is by Dave Avery, the Daily Mail, a former British major. Army major had said Israel's defense forces would have known everything about the world central kitchen and convoy before Monday's drone strike that killed 7 aid workers, including Britons. So they're going to do a little complaining about it. Chris Lincoln Jones, upon reviewing images of the damaged vehicles, characterized the strikes as highly targeted and said the missiles were absolutely perfectly accurate. Well, of course they were. I mean, we're not fucking dummies, and they do this fucking three or four times a fucking week. Of course it is, and you're going to tell us about it, and they're going to get a fucking way with it because nothing's going to be done to those cocksucking kite prick motherfuckers. The drone and Elbit Hermes 450 is built in Israel and constitutes one of the IDF's foremost intelligence surveillance target acquisition and reconnaissance vehicles. It carries both electro-optical and infrared cameras, infrared, I guess it is, it'd be, yeah, I think that's what they're saying, cameras to capture highly quality imagery during a day or night, according to Air Force technology suggesting IDF. Operators would have clearly seen the World Central Kitchen WCK logo and blazoned on the white cars. Well, that's what they were looking for, so they could aim their fucking bombs. Lincoln Jones also said Israel probably even know the names of the people on board, given the convoy had been traveling along a pre-approved deconflicted route in comments to the Times. His comments followed those of WCK founder Jose Andreas and CEO Aaron Gore, I guess it would be, yeah, Gore, G-O-E, or Gore, maybe it's a R in there, G-O-R-E, Gore, who accused the IDF of deliberately and systematically targeting the aid convoy. This is not just a bad luck situation where, oops, we dropped the wrong bomb in the wrong place. This was over 15 kilometers, 18 kilometers, with a very defined humanitarian convoy and that had signs in the top, in the roof of every colorful logo. A very colorful logo, I'm sorry. It's very clear who we are and what we do, Andres said. Gore, I guess we're going to go with Gore, as it should be, added all three vehicles were carrying civilians, that their movements were in full compliance with Israeli authorities, who were aware of their intentionary route and humanitarian mission. Meanwhile, from M16 Chief Cy Alex Younger labeled Israel's war. No, it ain't Israel's war. We're going to stop right there. Here's where it starts. Fucking genocide. Israel's genocide in Gaza. Reckless. It's not reckless. It's goddamn deliberate, and they're fucking killing these people. And it's not accidents, and they're not reckless. They're doing exactly what they intend to do. Murder the fucking Palestinian race until there are no more Palestinians. And said such innocence undermined Tel Aviv's insistence that the attacks on Hamas are morally justifiable following October 7th fucking false flag fucking event. And that's what October 7th is. They'll keep doing it, even if it's been proved 100 fucking times, just like COVID-19. Doesn't exist. Okay, it don't exist. But COVID-19, no, ain't going to happen. My view is that what happened is essentially systematic of an approach to targeting that has on occasion bordered on the reckless. No, it wasn't fucking reckless, he told BBC's Today podcast. What, are you a fucking Jew? Or are you a fucking goddamn Jew-ass sucker? Are you paid off, son of a bitch? What they did was fucking absolutely what they intended. Fundamentally, undermines, therefore, what must be Israel's political objective, which is to sustain some moral high ground and some moral purpose. You're at the bottom of the fucking goddamn ocean. You have no fucking moral high ground, you murdering son of a bitches, you genocidal pricks. It's hard not to conclude that insufficient care is being paid to these collateral risks of these operations, he concluded. No, they fuck you. Don't, you're not going to play that fucking game. This is proper fucking ganda. What was done absolutely on fucking purpose. They were targeted and they were murdered for trying to bring fucking aid into fucking Palestine, because the idea is to kill all the Palestinians, and feeding them don't help killing them. They're giving them medicine, don't help kill them. Collateral risk, my fucking ass. He concluded, British victims John Chapman, 57, Jim Henderson, 33, and James Kirby, 47, were killed in the attack, along with four other aid workers. They were named as Australian Lastafwini, Zoni, Frankencom, Paul Damon, Sobile, Palestinian Safa Dean. I can see the Palestinian names. They all must be Palestinian. Islam Ayad Abu Tata, and U.S. Canadian citizen Jacob Flinkinger. Shocking images, disseminated on the social media showed their aid vehicles blown apart by the drones' missiles. One had a gaping hole in the roof, while the other truck had its rear hanging off, the interior reduced to a charred wreck. Israeli authorities have so far apologized. They did. I thought they didn't. For the strikes, and said an investigation would be held at the highest level to ensure such incidents do not happen again. Not to punish the murdering motherfuckers that killed them. Oh, we won't kill no more aid workers. Yeah, right. Whatever you say, buddy. But Israel's economy minister, Mr. Brackett, dismissed WCF comments as nonsense, claiming that unfortunately friendly fire happens. Yeah, you bet. On a pre-approved, you were in contact with every inch of the way, you shot right through the fucking roof. And you could see what that, I ain't going to play that game. This is to fucking try to desensitize you to what the pricks did. And arguing that Israeli forces did not deliberately fire on an aid workers. Yes, they fucking did. You can say it until you're fucking blue in the face. And yes, they fucking did. That's why there's a hole in the fucking roof. That's why there's fucking five or six, well, what was it, seven dead fucking people, six dead people. They didn't just fucking die of old age. The aid convoy strike prompted an international outpouring of anger with world leaders, including Rishi Sunak and Foreign Secretary David Cameron, calling for an immediate investigation and a full transparent explanation. How about it? I want the motherfuckers that did this, that killed these, committed these fucking atrocities, these murders, just like the My Lai massacre. I want these motherfuckers brought before a court of fucking the common law. I want to see them prosecuted and put up against the wall and shot down fucking dead, because what they did was fucking bloody murder. It comes as Israel President Benjamin Netanyahu prepares to speak with U.S. President Joe Biden in their first phone call since the Israeli strike on the WCK convoy later today. Biden's sharpening, ain't nothing sharp about that fucker, rhetoric and insistence that Israel do more to protect and aid workers and civilians has indicated growing frustration with how ally Israel is conducting its war. It's fucking genocide. Quit calling it a fucking war. Who is doing this? Let me see who these fuckers are, who these shills fucking are. Oh, we got here. The Daily Mail, you're a fucking shill. That's what you are, you son of a bitches. It's goddamn fucking bloody ass fucking murder. It's genocide. Where were we here? Okay. Biden's sharpening rhetoric, shit, and insistence that Israel do more to protect workers and civilians has indicated growing frustration with how ally Israel. Why is ally such an important, Israel such an important ally? What do they fucking do for us? Oh, that's right. They fucking take the aid that we fucking send over there against the people's fucking will. And then they invested in U.S. fucking bonds. And then they loan the money made off the bonds back to us. So we have to pay them interest on the money. You see the circle jerk. Israel is conducting its war on Hamas. It ain't no fucking war. Genocide. Israel has taken a responsibility for the strike on the aid workers. Then why did a few paragraphs up did it say that Israel, they didn't do it? I mean, they've taken responsibility, but they didn't do it. It was just one of those, it was the act of their God, the fucking red cow God. which is called A Mistake, and Defense Ministry Yoav Gallant instructed the armed forces to maintain an open and transparent line of communications with international organizations, including relief workers, and they were in contact, radio fucking contact. They knew the route. They had said it was a fucking safe fucking route, and they came and they killed those fucking people. Why? Because they're committing fucking genocide. When you're committing genocide, you don't fucking bring in more food when you want them to die of starvation. Little babies are dying of starvation. That's the kill. That's what they want. And they are the fucking chosen motherfucking murderers, right? By their murdering fucking God. Biden has emphasized the attack, which hit WCK-branded vehicles after the organization said it had coordinated movements with Israeli forces, was not a stand-alone incident. No, it wasn't. At least 196 aid workers have been killed in Gaza in the almost six-month-old, not war, genocide. Again, here's that fucking, what are you trying to play here, Daily Mail? You fucking shill motherfuckers. It's genocide, and it's going to stay genocide. People aren't fucking stupid. We're not the fucking generations before us who believed in Andy Griffith. And every place in America was Mayberry, and everybody was just good people. We know what these fucking kikes are.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, they were just talking on the news about the job fairs.
Okay, job fairs.
I guess the propaganda is talking about the jobs. There's going to be no jobs.
There already ain't no jobs.
Exactly, and that's why the propaganda likes to do shit like that.
Oh, yeah.
Same bullshit, you know how it is.
Their intent is very clear to me, believe me.
Yeah, me too. I agree with you. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
That's all right. We're done now. Let's go to the next one. Israel, U.S. Braced for potential Iranian retaliation for Syria consulate bombing. God, if them Iranians dare shoot back, we'll fucking go over there. We'll take all our young people over there and put them in the meat grinder, and we'll destroy those bastards for our fucking kite fucking masters, our Zionist kite fucking masters. The U.S. and Israel are bracing for potential Iranian retaliation for the Israeli bombing of Iran's consulate building in Damascus, which killed seven members of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, including a senior Quds force commander and another general. We'll read a little bit of this, not much. We'll go ahead and take a look at it, if it'll go over there. Israel frequently kills Iranians in Syria. You know, they're crossing borders. They're fucking bombing goddamn fucking sovereign countries. And, it's Israel, you see. If anybody else was doing that, that would be a violation of international law, which does not exist. Just like the only law that fucking exists in this country is that the law of December 15, 1791. And it's the only ratified fucking law that I know of in the fucking world. Because these are all fucking corporations. It's Syria Corporation. They're all corporations. Syria and conducts covert attacks inside Iran, but the attack on the Iranian consulate marked a huge escalation in the campaign against Tehran. Iran is usually very restrained in its response to Israel attacks, but according to Al-Mayadeen, Israel's Channel 13 reported that Israel is preparing for a direct Iranian attack. And then they try to water this down. Israeli security force sources said they believed Iran was determined to respond more than ever before. Israel's Channel 12 reported that Israel is at its highest state of alert in preparation for the potential attack. Hey, we got to get them goddamn Americans. I tell you what. What if the Americans say, I ain't putting on fucking high heels and going to fucking war with fucking transvestites, and I sure as hell ain't going to war for fucking, so I can be a part of fucking genocide. What if they fucking refuse? What if all the peoples of the world refuse to fight each other for a handful of fucking sick in the head, pedophilic fucking maniacs out of hell? I guess they would be in trouble, wouldn't they? Let them go fight their own fucking fight. Go ahead. And again, I want to know what's so goddamn important to Israel, to the United States. What is it, huh? You mean because they've come in and they've dual citizens, the only dual citizens that can fucking take up fucking positions in what is supposed to be our government that is not? It's an occupation. It's a foreign occupation. It is a corporate occupation in direct violation of the Supreme Superior Absolute Unalienable Law of December 15, 1791. And we fucking know it, and we should be taking care of it. We should be removing these motherfuckers. We have the authority. We have the fucking right. We have the goddamn... We have the duty. What do we got here? Israeli sniper records himself shooting a civilian for fun. And this is a video. If you get a chance watching, it does. I mean, it's that there's just some people in a, I don't know, they're in a fenced in area over there, but they're just standing around and this guy pops, this guy hits the leg and laughs about it. Got him in the leg, knocked him down, and people are running. I mean, like shooting fucking goddamn gophers are in a goddamn field. Police Scotland deluged with nearly 4,000 complaints as new hate crime laws weaponized. Yeah, they're getting zillions calls. Oh, Mo, they told me because I'm a fucking faggot and I'm a fucking faggot. Oh, cry your fucking eyes out. Come over here and make them fucking laws and see if you can enforce them. Again, that's a Well, you can continue reading. I don't want to. Journalists who exposed illegal migrants for Venezuelan prostitutes, from Venezuelan prostitutes, their wives. Journalists who exposed illegal migrants from Venezuela, quote, prostituting their wives for $20 at Home Depot in Colorado, says they're now doing that at the TJ Maxx. This is a fuck. This is supposed to be some kind of fucking surprise. And when we talked about bringing the third world into this goddamn country, I told you fucking Venezuela is fucking a filthy rich country. They had everything they fucking need. They're just not human beings. They're not out enough, been out of the jungle long enough to be human beings. They have no civilization. They're not a civilized people. That's why we're going to have to kill them. We're going to have to drive their asses out of here, every fucking one of them. And we're going to have to do it because I'm telling you what, there ain't no knight coming along in his shining armor, riding his white charger, and he's going to take care of this shit for you. You'll take care of it out there, or you take care of it right in your own house. What was this again? Journalists. Oh, yeah. Overwhelmed mayor, Denver, Colorado, caught on tape offering to provide illegal immigrants. With a bus ticket or a plane ticket just to get you out of Denver. He suggests that these migrants can go to Chicago and New York. He even suggested sending them to the Canadian border. We'll go look a little more. Because they're finally starting to send them to non-sanctuary fucking cities. And I don't think them people are too happy about it. Booker T. Jones, Denver, Colorado, the political director of Mike Johnson, the mayor of Denver, he was caught on tape. He received a big new group of migrants into his city, and he was telling the migrants, "Hey, migrants, this is not your final stay. This is you have not reached your destination." He said, "Denver is full. We have over 400,000 migrants. You wanted the motherfuckers? You take the motherfuckers." There's no more jobs. There's nowhere to sleep, but don't you fear migrants because we know where you can go. And he suggested that these migrants can go to Chicago and New York. He even suggested sending them to the Canadian border. He also says, we'll provide you with a bus ticket or a plane ticket to get you out of Denver. I thought you fucking loved these son of a bitches and you wanted them. Remember how I told you, how Venezuelans, Someone told me how the Venezuelans are prostituting their wives out of a Home Depot. I also heard they were doing that at a TJ Maxx. So they do not want that going on in Denver. So they are getting these migrants out. Shit. No, they're not. You ain't going to do shit to them. They'll tell you. They'll come and bitch slap you around, you son of a bitches. You're a bunch of pussies. Today we've been getting the migrant crisis in the state of Utah. Utah, they say, is not a sanctuary state, but there are a whole lot of migrants there. And many of the migrants that we talked to, they said that they went to Denver first. Denver gave him a plane ticket to Utah. Also, we spoke to one man from New York. He said New York gave him a plane ticket to Utah. So they're shuffling these migrants, and they are getting them out of the sanctuary cities and bringing them to the cities that are not sanctuary cities. Well, then I guess if you're not a sanctuary city, you can arrest the motherfuckers, haul their ass down to the border, and kick them off over the fucking fence. I mean, who's going to stop you? I'll tell you who the first ones you run into would be that Border Patrol you fucking pay for. They would turn those guns on you so fucking fast, they'd bring National Guard in, they'd do whatever they had to protect those little fucking monkey motherfuckers from coming in and fucking trashing your fucking city and say, hey, Denver, you asked for it. Quit your fucking crying. Quit sending your shit down garbage to somebody else's fucking goddamn state. How about that? What else we got going here? Bird flu forces major U.S. egg producers to kill 2 million chickens. And this is kind of funny. A Biden administration officials say they are monitoring the bird flu outbreak that recently resulted in a cow-to-human infection and egg producer being forced to kill 2 million chickens. And I read that right. Recently, in a cow-to-human infection and an egg producer being forced to kill 2 million chickens. Yeah, that's, I mean, if there's any way they can make this fucking crisis worse, I mean, they got to get the food away from us. Food is a strong motivator. In order to become president of the United States, Trump has to grovel before a couple of likened Israeli propagandists controlled by the window of dead Zionist warlord Sheldon Alderson. And this is a video, but you can see Trump in there fucking groveling at the feet of his Jewish fucking masters. And he says, they got to get the job done. Well, the job they're doing, Trumpy, is fucking genocide. So what you're saying is they need to get the genocide finished, right? And keep bombing down in Syria and fucking Lebanon. And hey, man, throw a few bombs right into fucking Iran. We'll get our young people, the young people of this country, that's what they need. They need. They ain't got no jobs because of the fucking goddamn illegal aliens. Well, no, they don't take jobs. They sit on their fucking ass. I don't know what the hell's going on. I think the economy might be diving.
Hey,
go ahead.
Hey, sorry to interrupt you. That bridge in Baltimore, when they dropped that bridge, that was a food supply there.
Was it really?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
You're right about the food thing. They're trying to destroy the whole food system and then send it over to China, buy up the farmlands. And once they find the farmlands, then they'll have Israel. They'll have the Greater Israel program.
Yeah, but see, we have the alternate plan for that.
Because
look, stop the fuck out of the ones that they don't have enough people here to even slow us down. Then the U.S. will have to send those fucking whole generation of Chinese over here to try and fight us, and we have the ultimate secret fucking weapon.
Exactly. We got the ultimate secret, so don't tell anybody.
I won't tell nobody if you want. Nobody needs to know about Sweet Baby Ray's. We'll eat your distant asses. I shopped at Walmart before. I probably ate a few already. This is by Ann Hoffman, what we're looking at here. Venezuelan illegal immigrants occupy, this is one. Venezuelan illegal immigrants occupy Seattle Community Center school tennis courts to demand free hotel rooms. Now, why in the hell didn't our homeless think of that? Because they would have came in with rubber bullets and fucking tear gas, and they'd have beat them down and fucking run them out. That's why. But you can't touch these fucking goddamn recolonization fucking forces, these motherfuckers that are being sent here to kill you. You better start waking up, America. This is by Ari Hoffman, the post-millennial again. Dozens of illegal immigrants and local activists occupied a rec area at a Seattle community center and public school demanding someone pick up the tab for their hotel where they had been staying. I went over there and just started jumping up and down. Pay for me a motel room, God damn you. Do it now. Sources told the Ari Hoffman show on Talk Radio 570 KVI that staff from Seattle Parks Recreation arrived at the Garfield Community Center Wednesday morning to find the Venezuelan illegal immigrants in tents on the tennis court. The property is shared with Garfield High School in the Seattle Public School District. So they're right by the high school. Good place to prey on children. Maybe they'll take out their machetes and do a little raping and killing. What would they do to you? I mean, we've seen them come in and take out people's stuff. I mean, rip their tents down and fucking just poor ass fucking people that got nowhere to go. A lot of them are junkies. I'll admit that. But the fucking, I mean, when you have no world and nothing to fucking no hope, I guess that's what you fucking do. The school and community center are located in Seattle's Central District, home to a significant minority and historically black community. Well, isn't that, I mean, can they claim prejudice? Go in there and beat the fuck out of them, run them out. The activists also set up food and supplies for the illegal immigrants and asked the community for donations of tents and other camping gear. Not for fucking American nationals who can trace their lineage clear back to before this was a country. No, these are fucking for foreign fucking invaders. This is fucking, well, it is what it is, and we hear it every day, and we're becoming acclimated to it. I don't even know why I raised my voice there. I apologize. The activists from Stop the Sweeps regularly show up to try and prevent the clearing of homeless encampments, and when they fail, have tents and supplies for vagrants ready to go a couple blocks away. Mm-hmm. Where are we at here? The illegal immigrants had been evicted Tuesday from a hotel in nearby Kent, Washington, where they had been staying at taxpayers' expense. The funds for the rooms dried up on Tuesday, and he and the activists were unable to raise more money. Seattle Public Schools told Hoffman earlier in the day that they were aware of a, quote, protest encampment located on the tennis court adjacent to the Garfield High School campus, which is situated on city property. We are actively collaborating with City of Seattle officials who are developing a plan to resolve the situation. They would have resolved it. There's been Americans, homeless Americans. They'd have come in their fucking billy clubs and fucking spray cannons, and they'd have fucking took all their shit and burned it and fucking sent them packing down the goddamn road, because this is their country, by God. The district also asked for city support for outreach, assistance, and shelter housing alternatives for those near the school, noting that the safety and wellness of our students and staff remain top priorities for SPSs. Did you go in there and see if there were any guns right there beside that school? I guarantee they got fucking every kind of weapon you can imagine. Sources told Hoffman that Wednesday was meant to be the first day of practice for Garfield's girls tennis team, which had to be moved to another location due to, I mean, these fuckers just walking, get out of our way. Get out of our way. We came here for your better life. Your fucking life. That's what they came here for. I told you how they would be when they first started this fucking shit. About the poor fucking goddamn, you know, we're just trying to come here for a better life. And then they had the fucking program so you could get one anchor baby in here. Then you could force them to bring the whole motherfucking family, the uncles, the aunts, all the fucking shit. Now we're invaded. Now they're behind our lines. They're all around us. And it's going to be a fucking shit fight to get them out of here. If we ever get our fucking off our asses and fucking get to fighting, it will be. And this is, I mean, this is a shit. You see it flipping people off. Fuck you. We'll take your country, gringo. You bunch of pussies. You have guns you polish holes in. You ain't going to shoot nobody. You want to bet, you fucking bastard. The courts are heavily used by the community and the center. It is currently enrolling for spring and summer tennis classes. Sorry. Newly elected Seattle council member Joy Hollingsworth told Hoffman in a statement, "My heart goes out to see." And this is it too. These fuckers come and commit an outrage. while our people are fucking starving in the middle of winter, they're the kids in dirty little clothes and living in tents under fucking goddamn highway underpasses. You don't hear a fucking word about it. But here you go. My heart goes out to the migrants and asylum seekers. Mine doesn't. I want you motherfuckers out of my country right fucking now. And if you don't leave, when this shit breaks out, you're going to be fucking running with bullets fucking flying over your head and into your head. Also want to thank the city, Seattle city employees who have been on site throughout the day to evaluate the situation and respond to the immediate needs of these fucking foreign nationals. Have zero goddamn right to come into our country. See, when they come into your country, they're taken from each and every fucking one of us. This country belongs to the American nationals. They are taking from each and every one of us without due process of the law, and it completely ignoring the fucking supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable, ratified by the representatives of the people's law of December 15, 1791. That's why we have to enforce it. It was never meant for these cocksucking international fucking goddamn communist, fascist, fucking, what else are they? They're sons of bitches. Anyway. However, the health and safety of youth and families in District 3 is my top priority. We need our community center open, the park clear, our schools safe. You mean you don't think they're safe with all those fucking murdering son of a bitches that are fucking just walking? I'll tell you what, the trespassing, they would have fucking, I'd guarantee they'd emptied that fucking tennis court and 20 fucking minutes if it had been fucking American nationals, homeless people went in there. She added that the city doesn't have the resources to respond to this level of need. Migrants and asylum seekers who have traveled from countries around the world, yeah, cost thousands of dollars. I can't get enough gas in my car to go to back, to Klamath Falls back, 60 fucking mile trip. But these motherfuckers, they got, you know, I paid $8,000 to be smuggled in. Why? Because I could get $100,000 and just sit there on my ass, and we each get our own American fucking slave, because that's what you fucking are. You people out there working, nose to the grindstone, back to the fucking wheel, just sweating, fucking doing a day's fucking work. So that, and you, then you look at the fucking deductions on your fucking check, and you're working for those filthy little third world motherfucking fuckwads is what they are. That's all they do is fucking create more fuckwads so that we're supposed to be slaves to. And that, I mean, that's what they're fucking doing here. And we're not shooting. Around the world to various cities in King County area in need of work permits, housing, resources, and other services. Our county, state, and federal governments need to help address the crisis. If it's a fucking, this is Americans. Be a crisis, but get the fuck out of here. You're dirtying up my fucking goddamn backyard. And they would go, because they would be beaten down. They'd have rubber bullets and fucking tear. You ever see? Yeah. When they broke through that fence in goddamn Texas, not one fucking goddamn rubber bullet, no fucking goddamn tear gas, nothing. Yeah, just come on. Well, you can run us right over, because, well, you're foreign nationals. And that's what this is all about. This is about taking this country away from the people who own it on paper, the people that you can't take it from, the people that you have committed fraud against for fucking since 18 and, well, fucking since goddamn 1860 someone. Fucking Abraham Springsteen declared fucking martial law in violation of the 9th article of the Supreme Superior Absolute Unalienable Law of December 15, 1791. That would be our Bill of Rights. And that was in violation of Article 9. The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights, that is the writing down in that fucking piece of shit paper that ain't worth the paper it's written on, of certain rights, shall not be construed, that is interpreted as to deny or disparage others retained by the people. I mean, people can't read that one simple thing right there. And what are they doing? It's just like, you know, the 5th article, no person shall be denied of life, liberty, or property without due process of the fucking law. Does that include pulling you over on the side of the fucking road and fucking a woman having her vagina fucking searched without fucking warrant on the side of the road and taking people's goddamn money like the highwaymen you fucking are without charge? Never have a charge. Took your $100,000 from you. You were going to buy a fucking truck or whatever with. took your fucking money. What are you going to do about it, bitch? And that's what we're looking like, a bunch of bitches. Yeah, go ahead, brother.
How can a warrant make something like that legal?
Well, you couldn't get a warrant because the warrant, if you had to have a common law warrant, you'd have to have an individual swearing out an affidavit to search there and what they intended to find. And if they didn't find it, of course, when you when they exercise the warrant on you, you could turn around and charge them with treason, sedition. They would go to prison for a long, long time because they would have to swear that I'm coming to this place here. I mean, even if it's the woman's vagina, and I intend to find money, I guess, or gold. I don't know where people stick it up their ass or whatever. I intend to find something there. And if you don't, then you just violated that person's fucking right to be secure in their person. And then they can turn around and charge your fucking ass. And then you can do, you know, fucking 5-10 years in prison while you're thinking about what you wrote down in that affidavit and signed your name to. The only problem here is these aren't real fucking affidavits. This is the king's fucking courts. These are esquires. And the affidavits that they present are just fucking written out of people. Well, a lawyer can do it now. Used to be a judge had to commit the treason. Now just any fucking goddamn attorney can write out a fucking warrant and type it over a fucking teletype and come through no fucking affidavit attached to it whatsoever, saying what they're searching for or what they expect to find. Oh, we're just going to look through your car. Well, no, you fucking ain't. In the first place, you ain't going to get close enough to my car to even let your dog sniff. I'll kill your fucking dog, and I'll start killing you fucking dogs until I go down, and then I'll keep fucking shooting. I'm not going to have my ass run over by a bunch of fucking assholes like you, you communist, fascist, fucking corporate fucking pricks. Anyways, let's take a break, and we'll be right back. Mitch has to get a drink of water.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Keep
warm for survival, and the snow fell and defeated the beast's only rival. Making a deadly road back from the steps of their retreat. They correct their bodies, but worse was the pain of defeat. Many people who had hailed them once now turned and looked away. Well, these people now knew that the beast was on his way. And the snow fell, covering the dreams and ideals. And the snow fell, freezing the blood in the wheels. And the snow fell, they had to keep warm for survival. And the snow fell and defeated the beast's only rival. You finally came back to the borders of your fatherland. Now enemies came, traitors everywhere at hand. Many people who had fought and died, knowing that they had to win. Well, yet still, it sickens my heart to see the picture of the red flag in Berlin. And the snow fell, covering the dreams and ideals. And the snow fell, freezing the blood in the wheels. And the snow fell, they had to keep warm for survival. And the snow fell and defeated the beast's only rival. And defeated the beast's only rival. And defeated the beast's only rival.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button, or you can, no, you can't. But your donations are appreciated, believe me. And we fucking need them. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 4:51 Pacific Time. And that was Sega with The Snow Fell. And it surely did. I mean, God, you look back at history and it's never been nothing but fucking butchery, lies, rape, fucking pillaging. And it's always been the fucking Jews right in the middle of it. That's a sickening fucking part. Those nasty bastards. Let's see what else we got up here today. Oh, they're showing the picture of the tents on the court. Get us what we want. It's what these fucking foreign nationals come across into our country in violation of our law, in violation of our highest law, in violation of the American national's supreme superior fucking jurisdictional authority. Get me what I want. I'll give you what you want, you motherfucker. A bullet right through your fucking head. Arizona state attorney grills American woman in court because her husband defended their property against armed illegal migrants. Illegal mules were walking on her property dressed in camouflage, carrying rifles and large backpacks full of contraband and walkie-talkies. Her husband shoots a warning shot hitting the illegal, and now she is the one on trial. I mean, you guys just ain't got this shit down, do you? Way the hell out there. You reported this? How about shoot, shovel, and forget? I mean, they're going to miss one? They're expecting somebody? Are those drug mules going to come across the border and say, they killed my partner and took his 50 pounds of heroin from him? What the fuck are they going to do? Take the fucking, blast those bastards, take the money, take the dope, and bury them all over them and put them in your garden. I mean, they have a use. Irish government warns pre-election pact with tech giants to counter online disinformation. Good luck with that. Why are schools hiding lesson plans from parents? I can't imagine. Well, let's take a look and see. If a parent in Oregon allegedly asked for a copy of his kid's school sex ed curriculum, and the school refused to send it. They only allowed him to see it within the school's walls on a school computer where he snapped these screenshots. It's all cut your little prick off and cut the girl's little tits off and make freaks and geeks out of the whole bunch, and you don't have to be afraid of them. But there's still people out there who aren't freaks and geeks, and you better be fucking afraid. They are afraid. Their assholes are tightening, believe me. Israel bombed foreign aid workers 3 times until they were all killed. And this is a recap of what happened, but it does tell that, you know, there was some trying. After the first car was hit, they went and got in the second car and they shot that one, killed them. And then the ones that could crawl out of that crawled into the third car and they shot that and killed them. Just like you're laughing when you shot that kid through that fucking fence, you sick in the head son of a bitches. Wants pure unadulterated hatred and rage aimed at Canadian communist dictator Justin Trudeau as he walks through Ontario. And that's a video worth watching. It's worth looking at because, I mean, there are people who are calling you, fuck you, you fucking traitor, fucking communist. I think they're starting to get, you know, the Canadians are always, oh, gee, those Americans, you know. They were the calm, polite people. Now, they're becoming very uncalm and very unpolite, as they need to do. They need to become even worse. They need to arm up and they need to start killing these son of a bitches before it's too late. Lavender, the AI machine directing Israel's bombing spree in Gaza. And this just talks about artificial intelligence. I mean, they're picking the fucking targets. They're not checking none of the fucking goddamn information to see if it's real or just, I mean, they've programmed these fucking computers. And I mean, if it's a little kid, it's a little kid. If you got to, I think it said it was acceptable to kill 20 to get one regular fucking Hamas, which doesn't exist. Well, it does exist. It was created by Israel and financed by Israel to this day. Or else if you were getting like one of the high ranking, they just got one of those Iranian generals. Now you can kill 100 little children to get that one person. It's okay. And you're not doing anything bad. It ain't genocide. Anyway, Staten Island, Brooklyn Assemblyman Mitchell Tananosius confirmed squatters can legally stay in vacated homes and it could take 2.5 years to remove them in New York. Well, this is what happens when you have a goddamn recolonization of your country and you don't use your fucking guns. You don't use the law there to protect you. That's what it's there for. It tells you to shoot them. And you're not, well, this is what happens. You let them fucking take something from me. I mean, you may get it, but I'll be fucking dead. And as many as you I can kill will be dead too, right along with me. Israel building altar for red heifer sacrifice to fulfill biblical end times prophecy. And, you know, I've always thought about that, you know, the killing the heifer and then building the third temple and all that fucking shit. You know, it's you know what a self-fulfilling prophecy is? I mean, but the prophecy wasn't there, would it have happened? Now, I mean, you know, this whole shit, I've looked into it. I studied religion for like 5 fucking years. And these Jews that had been expelled to Babylon, they'd been thrown out of fucking goddamn Jerusalem and other places like that. They threw them into Babylon, but they snuck. And they just made up this whole fucking, the Torah. I mean, they made the whole son of a bitch up and just wrote it. Yeah, and that's how come they ended up being the chosen fucking people. I knew a Jew must have written that, but I didn't know just how blatant it was. And then they had, you know, they smuggled it. They're Jews. I mean, they're like the Masons, you know, secret, keep the secrets. And that's a very important thing. If you got a whole community that fucking would kill the rest of the world, would commit genocide on fucking little children and will keep their mouth shut, what kind of power is that? American rancher blowing the whistle on a mRNA vaccine test in livestock. And we had this other day from people's voice. We didn't know if it's real. I don't know if this is real. This is just some guy in a cowboy hat saying, yes, this is what's going on. Chicago police called to illegal immigrant shelter hundreds of times in 2023, records show. Now, there's a fucking surprise. I'd have never thunk it, would you? A bunch of Marxists and their fellow comrades held a convention in Australia to discuss their anti-capitalist social revolutionary ideas and every single other buzzword. And I watched this video. These are your fucking Bolsheviks, Marxists, I mean. Send the motherfuckers. Send them. We'll club them like baby seals. These motherfuckers aren't, these aren't fighters. These are fucking goddamn, my dad would call them fucking goofy. They're just a bunch of goofy fucking assholes that don't know their ass from a hole in the ground. That being said, man, I have had enough today. And we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, man, just keep looking at this for what it is. Be ready at any time. Keep that fucking gun where you can grab it within a second and blast. I mean, if it happens, man, don't fucking hesitate or you won't get any. Get them. Get as many as you can. Shoot as fast and straight as you fucking can and kill as many of the cocksuckers as you can, because that's what has to happen. If we all fucking did it in one day, this would be over. Then let them send their fucking dinks over here and we'll eat those bastards. Remember, don't tell nobody. Sweet baby rays. That is The Word from the Trenches. Here I come.